The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio. Today, I have a couple of special guests with me. These are people who have been here before, and they're involved in building houses that are some of the most energy-efficient houses, I would say, in the country today. This is Armando Ortega, Anita Ortega, and they're going to tell us about some of these houses. And the reason why I'm bringing them on is because if you're a prepper, you're going to want one of these houses. So,
I know I do.
Tell us hello. Okay.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing? Armando Ortega here.
Now, what's the name of your company again? Refresh our memories.
Zero Energy Developments.
Zero Energy Development, and this is because your houses use less energy than almost anything else available.
Absolutely.
That's what we want to do. Okay. Now, I know a lot of people who are more conservative tend to shy away from things that are quote-unquote green, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you something real quick. The green you should be most interested in is going to be the money that comes out of your wallet. Yeah. It's green, and the more of it you can keep in your wallet, that should be the green that should make you motivated to move into this type of technology. Because, I mean, the technology is there, and you can save money. It's going to help you in every aspect of your life, because then you can spend more, you know, buying guns buying ammunition and buying prepper gear.
And getting ready.
That's correct. You want to have your gun in the best house possible because you want to protect that gun.
That's right. You want to keep it. You want to be able to keep your house and your family and your property safe. I always tell everybody, when it comes to first responders, you should be your own first responder.
Yeah.
You know, because when seconds count, cops are minutes away.
and your house is your fortress. I think that's our strong suit here. It's like you got to have a fortress to be able to protect yourself and have your best life.
That's right. Well, tell us, okay, what are some of the, tell us one feature about the house that we should really like. How is it going to save us money?
Oh, well, number one, it's built like a fortress. We built a house in a way that is sealed 100% and is heavily insulated, which causes the house to be basically a fortress.
So any energy you put into the house, the heat and cool, is going to stay there.
Stays in the house.
Right. You don't end up, because I remember, I don't know if you guys had this. When I was growing up, though, oh, crap. I was growing up, if I left the door open for more than 10 seconds, my dad would come running over and go, I'm not heating the whole neighborhood over here. Just shut the door.
Yeah, you either keep the door open
or
closed.
That's right, in or out.
Yeah, they would not like to see you coming in.
What are all the lights on here? Nobody's in this room. What are you doing?
My grandfather used to count how many times we would open and close the door.
Or you're in the refrigerator standing there for
yes,
more than 5 seconds.
Yes.
Decide what you want and close the door. Nothing's going to appear while you're standing there.
Yep. Yeah, that is right.
And this is the same idea in this house. It holds the energy in, so even if once the doors are closed, they actually do a much better job than the old doors did.
Absolutely.
Keeps
it in.
Unlike Puerto Rico, you know, when I grew up in Puerto Rico,
there's
not a lot of air conditioning, so, you know, the opening or the closing of the door was because, you know, our parents did not want to see them, you know, doors opening and closing.
Because they see dollars flying out the door.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so imagine
there goes
that.
A few more green.
That's right.
You want to keep it in.
Let's keep everybody green, yep.
Absolutely.
That makes a difference. Yeah, it does. I mean, absolutely. Because I've got 3 electric vehicles now. Believe it or not.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Now, it doesn't mean I don't have a diesel truck.
Don't tell me you have a Tesla. Do you have a Tesla? I'm going to be envious of you.
I do. I have it. It's parked
out
front.
You do? Awesome.
Yeah, I have a Tesla
car. That's your Tesla?
I have a golf cart.
Nice.
And I have an e-bike.
There you go.
That's right.
Now, the e-bike's going to make me lazy, but it's fun to ride.
My son has one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
Have you ridden it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's kind of neat, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like,
whoa.
It's
a whole new experience. You know?
Like, wow, I don't have to pedal the whole time.
These weren't the bikes that I had when I was a child.
Yeah. Oh, God. It worked out on those things. Yeah.
Our life is changing, and so is technology. So the batteries are here to stay. We're going to use energy in a different way.
We're evolving.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Now, with the houses being so sealed, some people would be curious about, does the air get stale, or is it bad for your health having a sealed house like that?
Not at all. This is actually what's great about the type of systems that we create. Everything is designed, everything is engineered so that it's better for the individual. So it is filtered completely coming in, and you know, as it's entering the house, you have a higher quality air.
Oh, so you have much better filters filtering the air that comes into the house. So the air is cleaner to start with.
Correct. And I like to think of it, like an airplane or a car, a vehicle, you know, the way a car is sealed, the house will be sealed in that way where there's not open spaces where there's hot air getting inside.
There's a recirculation which keeps the air comfortable, cool, and clean.
Correct. You can control the environment better, and that way you can control the energy better.
Right, because energy is money.
That is correct.
Now, I remember when you had your solar guy in here, he was talking to us about solar panels. Now, this, all these houses are going to be equipped with some solar panels, I presume.
That is correct. Solar power in all the houses, because it is a free source of energy that we have available to all of us.
Heard somebody call it money falling from the sky.
And as technology grows, it's just going to get better. So again, getting into it right now, it's just being part of that wave of what's happening.
So these would be some of the early adopters. I know in California, a lot more people have it because of the weather there. Now we're in Georgia, in case anybody's listening out of state. And our weather is, it varies. We get a lot of sunshine here. Mm-hmm. We do. And most states do have enough sunshine to where you can take advantage of solar power.
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
But your first development is going to be here in Georgia.
It is here in Georgia. And that is true. You know, we are taking advantage of the climate here. And all the climates in the southeast, we definitely are going to be expanding to those markets.
Right. Yep. Now, how many houses do you have available now? Any? Or you have lots available? Or what stage of development are you guys at if someone's interested in getting a house built for
them? So we basically are doing this about, our goal is to do 2 to 4 developments a year. Right now, we currently have available an opportunity for between 60 homes, and then if we can acquire additional potentials that are right now at the table, 174 houses. So it would be ranging somewhere between those type of numbers for our.
And you guys are looking just to build new houses. That's your number one goal.
Yes.
Correct.
Now our focus is single family homes that are healthier, more sustainable, and energy efficient.
Okay, so this gives families more money to spend on stuff they want to spend money on.
Right.
Yes, most definitely.
And not worrying about the home.
Highly because of that, we're trying to make this house as affordable as it can be. We want to be the number one most affordable, high-quality home.
Yeah, that's important because you want something that's going to be safe, too. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like these are built extra strong and sturdy to help prevent against weather and things like that also.
That is correct. Everything is built, fortified, and engineered in a way that it's heavily engineered, basically adding more value to how we build houses. That hasn't changed in 40 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, most houses, probably more than that, most houses are still built the way they were in the 50s, you know, 70 years ago.
It's sad to say, and something that nobody talks about in the industry, but we are overdue for that, and we are here to fill that gap and answer the question.
Yeah, because a lot of houses have the interiors changed. They add modern conveniences. They add a few, you know, different color schemes or different styles. Mm-hmm. But the basic brick and, or I guess stick and nail way of building a house hasn't changed in decades.
Right. That is correct. I mean, imagine if you can have somebody look good on the outside but have, you know, something wrong in the inside. You know that they have to take care of that inside. So the house is no different. We have to take care of what's happening on the inside. Our houses will not look any different. On the contrary.
Okay.
We are working with designs that makes the house beautiful and aesthetically pleasing, just like any other home. So the outside doesn't really change. So if you see it from the outside, oh, it's the same house. Mm-hmm. No, it's actually the value is added on the inside, and that's where we're
and that's where
that's
people
where
live.
Correct.
People live on the inside of a house.
Correct.
That's what counts.
Yes. Because I used to tell people, I used to sell motorcycles and I'd sell helmets. And we sell the helmets and they go, oh, I like the way this one looks. Mm-hmm. And I go, well, try it on. He goes, oh, it doesn't fit well. I go, well, you live on the inside of a helmet.
Right.
What the outside looks like really doesn't matter to you.
Right.
Exactly. You want to make sure you focus on the inside. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely. That's kind of neat. So these are there any other companies doing this as far as you know? Are you guys one of the pioneers in this?
So we are one of the pioneers, but we're not alone. And this is what's beautiful. We want other companies to be doing this. There's companies here near us in North Carolina that are doing it. And there's people in Canada, our neighbors, they're doing it and they're promoting it because it's part of the 2030 agenda.
They have a little different climate up there too. You know what I've heard about Canadians? That if summer falls on a weekend, then they have a cookout.
Yeah, I believe it.
If not, it's all summer, spring.
Yeah, I'll stay in Georgia.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Yeah. Great White North, stay away from that. Yeah. Now, I guess these houses would be much more efficient when they can get sunshine, because that's going to help that. Now, is there any other sources of power? Have you guys done anything with, I don't know, wind power or anything like that? Or is that kind of on the fringe edge there?
It's actually, you know, there's technology out there that has, you know, is actually on development to continue to improve, where you don't need these big size turbines. You can actually utilize different turbines. So we have in our research and development team, you know, that are studying some of the different technologies that are out there to be able to implement the latest and the best for the consumer.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of, because I know on farms a lot of times they'll run some small windmills just to power a few things, like an irrigation pump or something like that, and apparently it works for them. But, of course, that's moving parts.
Right.
Solar panels sit there and just collect the money.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're always going to be there. Yeah, you got to love that.
Sucks it in.
You know, I don't know if you've heard of this. There's actually a service where you can direct the sun to a specific area. Did you know that?
What? That's like something out of a Superman movie.
That is.
Some arch-villain is going to be directing.
Everybody in the audience.
They did that in a James Bond movie.
Everybody can, they can Google it. I want you to YouTube it.
Oh, my God.
So you can order sunlight, and they'll take a satellite
and
basically redirect, like a mirror, they'll direct the sunlight in a part of the world that doesn't
have. So you need Elon Musk on speed dial. Hey.
Right.
Just send that satellite or
sunlight. We're needing a little bit of that.
Yeah. So, technologies are changing. The potentials of what we can do are changing. So imagine if you can direct the sun directly to your solar panels.
Wow. Okay. I'm going a little beyond that thinking. Imagine countries fighting for sunlight, trying to keep orbit for themselves.
They're blinding each other. Move the satellite towards my area, please.
No, no, we need it for our area. Oh, exactly. Yeah, we're going to come over and send a tank over there and make you move your satellite. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, we can make a science fiction movie about that.
Times are changing.
But that's a neat idea. Now, so you can get sunlight in places where normally they don't have a lot.
Solar on demand. Can you imagine?
And they can take some of it away from places that don't need it, like deserts and stuff like that where they have too much sunlight. They can redirect from there to places that need it. Yeah, that sounds like it's more expensive than what you'd say.
I don't know. I don't know. I have to look. We're definitely on always finding out about top news on the latest technology. That would definitely caught my eye, just because it directly could impact the potential. Let's say you create a community and you make a whole solar panel area for that community to be powered. That could be, you know.
Have like a communal area for the solar power to come
from.
Correct.
That actually provides power to a specific area. So there's potentials of that technology that could be utilized, you know, for, you know, a neighborhood.
Now, I've heard that solar panels, if they can develop a little bit more technology in the solar panels and double or triple the efficiency of them, then everybody will have them.
Yeah,
and they'll be available. And you guys will be well ahead of the curve by then.
So think about that. Everything is not a matter of if, but a matter of when.
Right.
Because we never thought that we would be doing what we're doing today. Mm-hmm. And I just told you about something you would never even think about.
Redirecting sunlight.
Sunlight. So, you know, we know that solar will get better. And yes, we will be ahead of the curve. And that's why we want to make our company known. And for everybody that's listening, please support Zero Energy Developments, because we are going to be changing the way we add value to the houses for us.
Website?
It's www.zeroenergydev.com.
Zeroenergydev.com. Okay, that should be pretty easy to find.
Pretty easy.
If you have any interest in Zero Energy Dev, look them up, see where their houses are, see what services they offer, see how their houses are leaps and bounds above your 1950s stick and nail built house. I remember watching as a kid, watching these guys put up houses with 2x4s and plywood, and they still do it the same way.
Yep.
Now, I'm sure it's similar, but you guys add so many more features to these houses that it probably looks totally foreign by the time you get to the point where you're finishing stuff out.
Usually, people try to find a way to make things more efficient, and then we go from efficient to kind of like, you know, more economical, and then sometimes we get to cheap. And so I think that's what happened. You know, people have been, you know, taking a little bit, a lot less every time. And now we're at a point where we're building the house in a very similar way. But what if we can double up on everything that we add to the house? And so that makes what makes us special is that we are adding the value, or we're putting our expenses in the house so that it adds value to the individual.
This is like one of those things you see at the World's Fair where you think, this is the future.
Right.
And you guys have the future now.
Right.
Yes, correct.
And you can get this house and have it with all these modern features in it. Now, this sounds like it's going to be horribly expensive to do this.
Sounds like it, but it's not.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not. It actually, so one of the focuses on what our strategy to keep the houses down, number one is our team. It's the people that we have made alliances with that basically can put us in a position to be competitive with the market out there. And the second thing is that we can build these in larger neighborhoods. We don't want to be the one-off houses because we've already seen that people can buy and make those houses. But what about the regular person, the average Joe, the person that needs a better home? We're going to be able to build these in scale so we can reduce the cost.
So the more you build, the cheaper they get.
Yes.
Or less expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is our promise. Our biggest promise is that we're not a greedy company. We want to limit our gains so that the value that's actually, let's say the savings, is passed on to our consumers.
So you want, the only greed you see is people be able to make more money off having this house.
Yes. We don't want to make more money out of this house, even though it's a
better
house.
But you want the people to save more money.
We want people to save the money.
And these houses are comparably priced to something similar size?
Yes, they're literally maybe $10,000 above the median price right here.
But you'd save that in a matter of months with a power bill.
It's going to be, a great value for your money, no doubt. Everything that
you spend. Plus, you don't have to buy a house air purifier. You don't have to get a water purifier. You don't have to add solar panels later. You don't have to add more insulation to the house. Everything you want that would save money is included in these houses to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that sounds
efficiency.
You don't have to cut corners when it comes to that because it will already be there.
That gives you a big head start.
Absolutely.
Because I always say it's better to build it in when you start than trying to add it later.
A lot easier.
Correct.
And a lot smarter.
Yeah, exactly. I found that out with a house. You want to add something later. It always costs way more to add it later than if I had just, while I'm there, let's do it.
Correct. That happens to all of us. They sell us something and then they tell us, if you could upgrade to this. And then you're like, okay, maybe I need that upgrade. And then they always have an upsell. So we add the upsell so that the houses already have everything that you need.
I just came back from a cruise and I got all the upsells along the way. It's like, wait a minute, what do you mean?
Right.
What do you mean they don't get dinner this night?
You only get
dinner one night.
They're getting stricter and stricter. You go to the airport now, if you have anything more than a little bag, they're going to charge.
Well, there are certain airlines that are known for that. Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Frontier.
You're carrying your wallet in your pocket. You got to pay a fee for that.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I flew the one time. I was like, do I have to get on the scale myself?
You're wearing a watch. You have to pay for
it. That soon will come.
It was crazy. Oh, my God. But this house is going to include all the frills, all the extras.
Yes, we're focusing on premium. I mean, we're thinking of the end goal, which is everybody wants the best house that they can buy. And so that's what we build, the best house that you can buy.
By you guys building them in full neighborhoods, you cost average out over all these houses so you don't have single house cost.
That is.
Because if you were building one-off houses in this neighborhood, that neighborhood, you'd have to move all the crews, all the equipment, be delivered differently.
And that's why we say affordable. Our homes are affordable, and that's what we mean by affordable housing.
So it's not going to cost too much more,
correct,
but this value you're going to get is going to be
so much more
than what you pay for.
That is correct. And so our goal is to go national because we know that, and that's the game we're playing. We are here in Georgia, but we are really envisioning national, and we're projecting national and preparing for national. Why? Because this house should be everywhere in America.
Should be an option for anybody looking to buy.
Yes.
We want to be able to provide this house anywhere in America. If you want to buy, and in the world, again, that's our ultimate vision of what we see, but we need to go one step at a time. But this
throw it all in.
And I say that because in the next 10 years, when you hear another radio and you hear about Sierra Energy Developments, we will be about that, about being able to bring this house to all Americans.
Right. Well, that sounds like, it's the way it's going.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are going to be in the forefront of this. And it sounds like as you guys use more and more of this technology, they sell more and more of it to you and other housing builders, it's going to get cheaper along the way.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And it'll get
like
better.
Everything. Quantity makes it get less expensive.
That is. Exactly. There's a lot of competition in the market. Technologies are growing. So there's artificial intelligence making things now with the research and development teams growing in the technology aspect of it. So we will be seeing leaps and bounds as far as the quality of our house continue to increase. So we not only provide a premium product now, we know it will continue to increase because we're
constantly evolving.
Correct. It will ever evolving
into the situation. Newest technologies.
Yes. Yeah.
Mostly. Wow. Well, that sounds like it's a great way to get started. I mean, the money you save just in energy alone by having one of these houses could help you pay off a mortgage quicker. It sounds like.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Again, it fits into the model of the American family, which is legacy, which is being able to be prudent, to be able to save your money, to make good decisions. Why would you buy something that's going to break and it's not going to, you know, be a smart, prudent choice, right?
Right.
So this is what we present.
So these are not going to be starter houses.
No, they're not.
Necessarily. Yeah. They're going to be established. People want to, you know, maybe a second house. Your first house is going to be the stick-built, you know, $100,000 mm-hmm. house that you don't plan on being in more than 5 years. But you're ready for a house to raise a family in, mm-hmm. to leave behind to family. This is the kind of house you want to leave them.
This is correct.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and our future will lead into also other areas, which we want to be able to provide. But, yes, it is a mid-sized home. We're talking about, you know, 3 bedrooms, 5-bedroom homes.
Okay. That's exactly where most people want to be once they start establishing themselves.
Correct.
That is
correct. You know, the single people with the single couple with one dog, they don't need this house. We're launching, unless they're planning on starting that family up.
And, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Exactly. That sounds right. Now, you also, last time you were here, you mentioned something about the internet in these houses. You have a sealed or a isolated system for that?
So we are customizing our systems so that we can pioneer our own technology. So you will be able to have our own system of communication that will be able to integrate with the existing Alexas and the 16, you know, type of
so everything
devices.
Will be tied together.
Everything can be cohesive.
You can operate your whole house
together.
From your phone.
Yeah, correct. Wow. So you have cohesive
from your bedroom.
That's right.
While
yes.
you're relaxing.
From my cottage in the mountains.
Yes, right, exactly. Yes. You can have your house do all kinds of things in the future.
I just thought of something. Oh, my God. If my dad had that technology, he'd be yelling at me on vacation, shut the refrigerator door.
Oh, my God.
Everybody saw the Jetsons, right? Like
we're waiting
for that maid to show up, you know, and make breakfast.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Perfect breakfast.
Elon Musk brought out the robots a couple weeks ago. They're on their way.
Yeah.
They are. I think people are freaking out over that.
That was interesting, though. He's definitely one of the weirdest guys on the planet, but he's probably also one of the smartest guys on the planet.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to see, you know, to create, you have to be a little weird, because if you're not,
you'd probably love to get in front of him for 5 minutes and pitch this idea, wouldn't you?
Oh, most definitely.
He'd probably be all over this.
We'll definitely get along. I consider myself weird as Elon Musk, even though, you know, I can understand the way he thinks.
See, I think I'm perfectly normal. Everybody else thinks I'm weird.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know who's right or wrong there. But, you know, hey.
Yeah. I can say I'm abnormal in a good way, not in a bad way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. It sounds like you guys have this, the plans are done. You have good people behind this. Sounds like everything's going to be heading in the right direction. Now, eventually, once you start building neighborhoods and stuff, are you going to offer upgrades to other people who already have houses? Or is that something that you haven't considered, or something you might have considered?
It is in the long scope. At first, we're focusing on the market of creating homes, but we understand that our technology will be able to be extended to the people out that don't have our houses. Mm-hmm. And it will be integratable to a new home, or to an old home, I should say.
Right, I say an upgrade package mm-hmm. or something. You pay $100,000, you get all these filter upgrades, solar panel upgrades, electrical upgrades, all these, you know.
This is part of the future.
Coming.
We're going to find ways to make our world greener in all ways possible. So our future, and that's, you know, something that we've thought about, how can we provide a service to people that can't afford a home, but they have a house that now they can improve, because there is many things that you can do to your house. And again, if you practice safe and good, some of the things that, you know, that we do, if you find them in the website, you'll be able to do some of these things in your house. It's, you know, insulating your house.
Yeah. So your website lists all these features that are in the house.
Yes.
Okay. So they can go in there and see all the improvements that they're going to get if they look at one of these zero energy development houses.
Correct. They can, and obviously not all of them, because some of them are engineered as part of a new product, but there's technology out there that they can implement that can make their lives better.
Right. Now, I'm assuming these houses, because of the way they're built, they're probably stronger than most houses, probably last longer, less resistant to, say, bugs or weather or things like that.
All our houses are made with the hardy plank, you know, and it's actually concrete boards. And, you know, it we're always thinking of premium. We're always thinking of the best. So
that's something termites don't need concrete.
Let's talk about the value of the house after you're done, you know. So let's say you want to sell your house and you're in the neighborhood and, you know, you're going to compare your house to anybody else's house.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like your house is going to kick... You know,
kick the butt. Anyway.
Sorry, I almost said something.
You can say ass. Yeah. We're internet radio.
It'll kick any house's ass. Why? Because, you know, you're buying, so the money that you're going to get for your house, and a house that's a premium quality, you're always going to get that money back, you know, when you're getting ready to sell that.
So with this house, and at the stages now, it's a fairly unique idea to have one built with all this technology at one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's unusual. I mean, there's a few one-offs here and there. I've seen a few. A friend of mine's looking for a house on some land, and he saw this one guy built his house from the ground up with a lot of this tech and stuff in it.
Yeah.
But, of course, it was way more expensive to build a one-off.
Correct. One-off rather than buying it from the neighborhood.
And all the major builders are building a type of, you know, sustainable neighborhood right now, or at least there's four of them here in Atlanta. And they don't compare to what we're adding to the houses.
Right.
But they still have something. Again, you can have, you know, there's different ranges of where you can take efficiency and I guess value to the house. And we're just pushing that envelope. That's what makes us different. And we're a company that's starting pushing the envelope. We're not trying to increase it as we go down the line. No, we want to put it all in the
front. You're going to go as far as you can now.
More than any developer right now.
So upgrades are going to be years down the line before anything develops beyond what you guys are already doing.
That is correct.
Now, it sounds like that, when you were saying legacy house, I was thinking that to me sounds like something that when you're done with and you want to move to a condo in Florida, your kids are going to want to keep your house because they know it's going to be built to last.
Yes.
Most and that's better. Something you could pass down to family, or at least when you resell it, it's going to retain more value than any other house like you talked about before.
Think about it like this. A company that was born many years ago will have the heartbeat and the mindset of that time and era. Our company sets us apart because we are born in the AI era. So we are in the cutting edge of technology all the time. So do you want to be with a company that's, you know, from an old time that hasn't transitioned and now that they're obligated to change, they're going to change? No, you want to be with a company that's actually stands for the people.
So they're meeting minimal standards while you guys are pushing the most advanced standards. Yeah.
It's a different mindset, and that's what sets us apart.
So that's something interesting. Now, I was going to ask now, with any house, though, or any product, I know you guys have a lot of stuff built in, but are there upgrades available when somebody was building one of these houses? Is there something they can do to get an upgrade if they wanted something better, faster, stronger? You know, there's always those guys. Oh, I can get two more cylinders on this engine? Let me get the 10 instead of the 8.
Right.
You can always build up, like one of the examples I like to give for that is for, like, let's say, your battery system.
Yeah,
you can actually, our houses will come standard with a nominal amount so that you can have that system. But if you want to create a security system, you want to be able to upgrade that. So that's one of the things that we provide. You can upgrade your type of grid that you actually want to support.
The energy storage system, you could add enough there where you could almost get off the grid with that if you wanted to put more money in. If you said, okay, where are my upgrades? Where can I get something more, something better than this? I want to be the number. I want to be the one percenter in these high energy houses.
Yeah, as far as energy,
stand
yeah.
out.
As far as as far as the other
neighbors
part,
might get it
right.
First.
I want to stand out. Okay, I want to have the best house in the neighborhood.
That's right.
So I am lucky enough to have a happy wife, which means I have a happy life. So that's actually something that women are very aesthetic, and they always want to look for things that look good.
Pretty.
There's going to be those upgrades to the house that can make
aesthetic upgrades.
So, you know, outside of all of that, obviously, you know, it's important for people that things look good, and we're always thinking of that also. We're not just saying, oh, we don't care what it looks like. We have to make sure.
You don't want it to look like a Jetsons house.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to look both more nice inside and outside.
Traditional outside.
And, correct. But with a nice
so they won't go, oh, look at the weird house
inside.
Down the street. Yeah.
Right.
You don't want to be that guy in a weird house down the street. You know, so that's great. But yeah, it sounds like though, so if you wanted to, there are upgrades. You could even improve these houses to an extent if you're wanting to spend more money, or you say, my budget's a little more. What can I do to make even more off of this or do even better with it? Mm-hmm. And the battery storage, if you wanted to upgrade that, it sounds like you could get to a point of almost being off grid.
That's one of them. The solar, if you want to upgrade your solar or systems,
more power coming in.
More power coming in. And that basically changes the, you know, how you can capture that energy.
Now that would be neat. Have your solar powers enough to power your house and charge your Tesla
as
well. Yeah, that's right. That would be very cool. Okay.
That's the ultimate goal, you know, and we can have, you know, we can add always solar, you know, to your property if it allows or if it allows.
Right. That's something I was curious about, but I'll probably be moving soon anyway.
It's like,
but
beef it up.
Yeah, that's the thing. All right, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We've had Anita and Armando Ortega from Zero Energy Developments here talking to us about their new type of houses. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio.
Hi, I'm Joe DeLapp. I've been on the National Fundraising Board at St. Jude for 20 years. On September 28th, we're holding our Walk Run fundraiser to help the sick kids at St. Jude. Go online to stjude.org/walkrun. That's stjude.org/walkrun. And look for St. Jude Walk Run in your area. Or if you'd like, you can join my fundraiser supporting the Walk Run this year. You can go to walkrun.stjude.org/DELAPP. That's DELAPP. That's walkrun.stjude.org/DELAPP. Thank you.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio. And today we're talking to special guests, Anita and Armando Ortega of Zero Energy Development. And they're involved in building houses that are some of the most energy efficient houses available, I would say possibly in the world today. And the features these houses have are just amazing, between air purification, energy efficiency, energy producing. These houses actually produce energy on their own with the solar panels, and they have option for battery storage. So these would be perfect survival houses for being off the grid.
That is correct.
Power system goes down. If the sun's out, you're making energy.
You're good.
You're charging your car because the gas station doesn't have any power. So you're charging your electric car, and you're ready to go.
Yes. You don't have to seek
great.
Gas and jump from gas station to gas station.
Yeah, trying to carry jugs around to power your generator at home.
Exactly.
That's one of the cool features that we have is a rainwater harvesting system.
Oh, now that's something I didn't hear about.
Yeah, rainwater harvesting system so that the water that you can collect, you can also utilize.
You can fill your swimming pool. You can water your plants, water your garden. Yeah. So grow your own vegetables, more off-grid stuff.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow. And keep your lawn green if you wanted to.
Yeah, sustainable gardens. We want to create gardens that are, some of them, edible so that we can actually promote that in our society.
Less money you have to spend at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Again, we're saving green.
Yes, that's getting expensive every time more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
and healthier.
Later. Yeah, yeah. No, you know, you can avoid putting certain pesticides on your vegetables if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You go with the organic
insect killers or whatever.
Right.
And these are things that can be done. It actually has happened in America before, where people were taught to, you know, take care of their own sovereignty.
Yeah, I have some friends now who are raising chicks. And they had 16, now they have 15.
Well,
and apparently a predator got one of them, so now they have to take preventative measures to prevent their chickens from being eaten by predators, because they see it as a drive-thru window. Drive-thru, grab a chicken and go.
Flyby.
Yeah, rotisserie chicken.
Oh, that's how Kentucky Fried Chicken started.
But if you're growing your own food, even if it's not all your food, but some of it, anything you grow, if it costs less than buying it, and it's going to be definitely more healthy too.
Correct.
Most
now,
correct.
On these houses, what kind of lot sizes does it take to build one of these? Is it any different than any other house?
No, it's not. We actually have to follow, you know, civil and whatever.
Oh, county codes.
County
and whatnot.
Codes.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as, I guess building them to maximize the solar efficiency,
yes.
That probably has to be done to some extent to keep it facing a certain direction.
That is
build them on a certain axis so the sun hits more of it more of the time.
Correct. As we design them, we always optimize the angle in which we position the houses so that we can optimize the sun angle.
And that's, I guess, how you have to build the roads through the neighborhood, is to optimize the angles of the houses.
That is correct. Everything actually that is done is very regulated, or at least thought after.
So this is done from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is thought about. Everything is really, really thorough in what we do.
You're just not going to throw some road up and just start throwing houses up all over the place, not paying attention to anything.
Right.
Yeah, great thing about our houses, even when it comes to health, and I wanted to add this and make sure that it's heard, is the water filtration system.
Oh, these houses come with a water filtration system.
I think most houses today may have a water filter, but not a house water filtration.
Right, no, yeah, because that means you're showering in the same crappy chemical-filled water that you're not drinking, but you're putting on your body every day.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, hopefully at least every other day.
Water is life.
Oh, gosh, please. Yeah. Let's not even go there.
Yeah, well, you know.
Copper piping in our houses is another key component. We want to make sure that we don't have PEX leaching into our bodies.
Oh, yeah, plastic is because they're saying, I just read an article this morning that there's plastic in every single thing we eat and drink.
And it's right on your pipes right now, or at least in some of the pipes. We want to build only copper pipe.
Yeah, now they haven't done that, I don't think, since the 80s.
Yeah.
It is actually, again, a cost-saving strategy that doesn't add value to the house owner. It just adds money to the people that develop them.
Wow. So that's one more feature. Mm-hmm. So you have water filtration built into every house, and that's whole house filtration.
That is correct.
Every water spigot that turns on is going to be cleaner, purer water than what you can get from your county. Or your city.
You're drinking it, you're cleaning with it, you're bathing in it.
Your doggy.
Will have filtered water to drink.
Exactly.
Or your cat.
Right.
Okay, well.
Or your horse.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, or your chickens.
Exactly.
You know, if you're raising chickens, I guess it depends on the neighborhood, but you know, hey.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess you're trying to build these, and these are going to be in neighborhoods that are more, I guess, subdivision-type neighborhoods, near good schools and all that kind of stuff, right? You want to build it in neighborhoods that are going to be popular.
Yes, we definitely want the success of our company to obviously grow, and we're picking areas that are sought after and that are going to continue to value, you know, increase in value.
Because that way you're not living out in some weird little compound run by some crazy extremist.
In the middle of nowhere.
That's right. We have everything efficient out here, but you have to drive 20 miles to go to the grocery store.
Correct.
If you do need to buy something.
Correct.
Yeah, if you're in Georgia,
if
you know Ball Ground, Georgia, you want to check us out because we have a good opportunity right now.
Oh, Ball Ground.
That's
a growing area up there, too. Everything in Atlanta, in case you're not in Atlanta, is moving north right now.
It is growing like, you know, crazy.
Yes.
We came from South Florida because it was so populated and it has grown so much, and we came here, and we've been here in Georgia 10 years, and it has completely exploded.
Yeah, the landscape has changed completely in the last 10 years.
The last 10 years has been amazing, and I suspect the next 10 years with the forecast of the people moving into the state, it's only going to continue to change even more drastically.
Some of that will probably vary with politics, I imagine.
Yeah, politics.
Who's
waiting for November?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't want to attach any politics to your housing company, but, you know, politics affects us all.
Absolutely.
And if the politics dictate that we can live freer and happier and prices are lower, it's going to help everybody down the line. And these houses will make it even more efficient by being able to save you more money. So if things do get worse or inflation does increase, you'll be saving money on your energy to be able to pay for the more expensive groceries.
Yes.
Or more expensive cars.
Correct.
We're unstoppable, and, you know, we know that our political landscape is uncertain, and we don't know what's going to happen. We can tell you this. What we know what will happen is that we will create a house that will give you more value as a homeowner. And that's something that you can take no matter, you know, what happens with our, and we want our houses to be off grid. You know, if we go into a war, if we go into a civil war, like, you know, some people speculate, right? You know.
Okay.
You know, some people are thinking the end of the world is going to happen next month, which again, nothing is forever. Everything will always regulate. We're smart enough to create.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. And I've met
people who I have doubts about.
Correct. You know, there's always going to be those. But, you know, at the end of the day, we all will make sure that everything keeps getting better.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Because, I mean, money is money no matter what what country you're in, no matter where you are, no matter what class, whether you're Democrat, Republican, conservative, libertarian, money will help you live better.
Yeah.
In fact, I heard somebody say the other day, this is something I've known for years, but I heard it restated the other day. Money is not... You don't acquire money because it's money. You acquire money because money is freedom to do what you want.
Yes, it's options.
So if you can acquire more money or save money in your everyday life, you have more freedom to do other things. Yeah. You can take more vacations.
That's what I tell my kids. I said, money is just options. It allows you to have a different option. If that option is not good, then you can have another option.
You can buy more toys.
You can get more different. Yeah, most definitely.
So money means to me. I mean, more money, more guns, more toys. Yay.
Right. Have fun, and then another option to have even more fun.
And my dog gets more toys, too. He's happier, too.
And treats.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. But it sounds like you got air filtration, water filtration,
solar power, battery is smart.
Battery backup is a possibility, So these houses are going to be, I mean, they'll be some of the healthiest houses you can live in.
Yes. Health is a huge, huge concern for us.
And if you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
Right.
We have a pandemic now on demand.
I mean, the pandemic?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, we need to be ready, and that's another reason. We need to have everybody with our house.
Have the recirculation, everything, the filter system. That's funny. I got the Tesla. I had it for a few months, and it has a setting on it for biohazard.
Yeah,
I can turn on the biohazard setting and it filters here. And says,
we might put that button in our house. The biohazard
it seals off the outside of the car and recirculates the air there.
Our houses will turn into a transformer when you press that button, and it will fly you to another place so that you don't have to worry about it. All while having power and water.
That's the next generation.
Yeah.
But it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming.
Because you guys are incorporating technology as fast as it becomes available, you're incorporating it into your house.
We are. We're actually very diligent in making sure that we provide the best, as best as we can, at the most affordable price.
Now, I'm assuming almost all these houses have most smart features that are available, but they're built in.
Yeah.
A lot of smart features built in already.
A lot of smart features and smart systems.
Lighting
and the thermostat and energy consumption reading, so that you can understand how the house is actually performing. You will understand the technology and the efficiency at a higher level.
Yeah, because I was telling you, because if you have... I saw smart washing machines. I'm going, what do you need a smart washing machine for? And he tells me, he goes, you start your wash after 11 o'clock. Your energy usage goes down by two-thirds. And I was like, really?
That's why you want it.
And that's why I learned that, because charging my car, I realized if I charge between 11 and 7, I get a full tank of energy for about $4.
Because you're in peak hours.
Off-peak hours.
Off-peak hours.
Between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. And I said, oh, so you do the same thing with other energy. You have a smart washer and dryer. Have them come on at certain times. You load them up. Let them sit there and go, okay, you start at 11:05 and you're done before 7.
Wash while you sleep.
Right, and that saves you energy.
Exactly.
This is the, you know, some people have a hard time understanding how AI can benefit us, but this is
a
perfect example. AI can actually understand the consumption patterns and be able to see what's happening on the grid and act accordingly. We can't figure that out. You can't sit on their house and see how you can manage the one thing to go on or
report. It could be a full-time job.
I mean, you'd be a slave to your house. That's 24/7. Not the idea.
You can't call on your boss and go, I'm scheduling my electrical equipment. I can't come in today. Yeah, that's not going to apply.
It will see more technology in the houses as we continue into the future because it's smart to create systems that are beneficial to us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's something that people are starting to realize. Because a lot of stuff when it first came out was considered kind of novel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, solar panels. You know, there's the weirdo crazy guy down the street who's got
that
solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's looking at it going, what do you mean I can save 20, 30, 40% off my energy bill by putting 5 solar panels on my house?
Right.
And the efficiency of the solar panels has increased a little, but the longevity has gone up so much.
It has. And we're focusing on that. We're actually providing a guarantee like nobody. We want to be able to guarantee our houses at least for 5 years, 100%, that there's nothing, anything that happens to the house, we want to be able to
any workmanship
respond.
Or any quality issue is covered.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, that's something you don't usually get. Yeah.
And our warranty is to be 25 years, so that it can actually cover, you know, what actually happens. So a lot of times you buy a house and in 5, 10 years, you're already putting all these things over and over. So we want to put quality things that will last.
I'm assuming all these appliances are going to be highest Energy Star level rating and stuff like that.
That is correct. High efficiency, energy efficient.
So they'll be green houses to start with, and you're going to add in the extras, the filtration systems, the solar panels, the extra insulation, which I know for a fact, I insulated my house, and it made a huge difference.
It is incredible what it can do to the change of energy, you know, what you have in the outside environment and the inside environment, and sound deadening as well.
Okay, so no sound pollution.
No sound pollution. You have peace.
So the cops don't come banging on the door when you're having that wild Saturday.
Exactly.
Your neighbors
calling. You're blasting your music while you're cleaning.
That's right. You don't have those neighbors calling.
Yeah.
Wow. So there's a lot of advantages. The advantages keep on stacking up. You got a list of stuff here.
Oh yeah, the windows.
Everybody wants.
Windows are thermal. Everything, you know, has to be to a certain standard. We want to make sure that there's a, you know, insulation of temperature, but also an insulation of sound.
Okay, so soundproof glass and heatproof, coolproof glass also.
Yes, we have to. We have a minimum requirement of what the quality that we have to put there, so that it stays at a higher premium than anybody else.
Wow. So your solar energy that you bring into your house for free goes a lot further than it would in any other house.
With zero energy, your money goes a lot further.
Yeah, that sounds so. It sounds like these houses pay for themselves a lot quicker.
Yes.
They are a little more expensive.
If you think about it, everything that we've talked about that the houses already come with and built in, if I were to put all these add-ons into my home now that was built in the 80s, you know, and some of these homes that were built in the 70s.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Well, let's think of how much, number one, work, time, money.
Yeah, you're talking about rebuilding the whole house pretty much. Yeah.
Correct.
Especially with copper piping. That makes a huge difference.
Oh, huge.
Incredible difference.
Because I had a brother bought a rental house out in California. He had to replumb the entire house.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, well, he had a guy do it, so he paid the check, but it wasn't cheap.
Yeah,
most people can do that. And also going through that, think about, you know, doing that to an old home or just buying a whole new home altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at new homes, it sounds like zero energy development is the place to look first.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. As long as you're going to build what a style that they like. And
correct.
You probably have a variety of styles.
There's different designs and different styles.
Of course.
Correct.
People can pick bedrooms, bathrooms. All. Mm-hmm. So it's just like buying any other house when
or
it comes to picking your choices.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And your aesthetics can look like whatever house you want it to look like within reason.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
want
the Jetson house in the middle of a traditional neighborhood.
You
can have
truck.
One of those too.
You saw the Tesla truck, you know, like everybody's first sight is weird. And then soon enough, they'll probably be normalized in our brain.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it and I thought RoboCop.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's where I first saw it.
It was kind of cool, and I go, well, I don't know, I wouldn't buy one yet, but it looked cool.
Right.
At first I was so weird, and then I saw one in person, and I was like, okay, it actually looks kind of weird, cool.
Because most things you see are like, you see prototypes, and then you see the finished product, and it looks nothing like what the prototype
is. No, this one's exactly like
this. He said, this is the prototype, which is the pre-production.
This is it.
And bam, here it is.
I think he cut a stone, and he gave it that shape. He said, this is what my car is going to look like.
Yeah. where he had the guy, the 7-year-old, draw a picture of a car.
Right,
you know,
right.
I think he put two pyramids together and then deformed them and cut some of it, and then that's how they came out with
it. It's definitely striking when you see him. Even now, I see one in public, and just it's striking. They draw attention right away.
Absolutely.
It'd be, you know, our houses are,
something.
You know.
But your houses will look traditional, so they won't know you're weird when they first get there.
Right. Only when they get to meet us.
I think we'll one day we'll create a special neighborhood that the houses do look on purpose like the Jetsons.
Cyber house.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's people out there that want to have that neighborhood, absolutely. You know, the cyber neighborhood.
There's a cyber truck in every driveway, a cyber house everywhere. Yeah, I wonder if there are any advantages. I guess probably you'd save money on the exterior trim and stuff that doesn't really function on the outside of a house. Mm-hmm. Because you have all the odd lines and stuff, and different roof lines and stuff, and that stuff, it looks appealing, and that's what people want, but it probably doesn't add anything to function. But just building a box for a house or a triangle for
aesthetics.
A house wouldn't look good, but it might be more efficient. But that's years down the road. Yeah. Right now, everyone wants a traditional looking house.
Yeah,
but if you can get traditional looks with all
with
the technology, I'm
why
in.
Not?
I like
yes.
that, yes.
Yes. I told them, I says, I want one of those.
Yeah. He's like, honey, well, Christmas is coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Christmas 2045.
You start building, I'm picking one.
There you go. You need to move. You need to promote the houses
exactly.
from within.
Exactly. I'm going to be speaking about it.
That's right. Yeah, see? You can say, I live in one.
Exactly.
Let me tell you about my house.
I'm cutting corners, but not in my way of living and in my health.
That's
and with
right.
my family. I'll cut them in other ways.
Now, of course, my listeners are going to want to know, there are probably certain customizations that you have with the houses, I'm sure. Like, do they have an option for basements?
We have options for basements.
Okay. And then with a basement, could there be a safe room built in to keep my gun safe?
That would be out of scope, but everything is possible. I mean, at the end of the day, we are.
That would be an add-on.
Yeah,
that'd be an add-on.
Definitely an add-on.
Yeah,
I want options for add-ons.
Exactly.
Yeah, we are going to be growing with the people. Again, our company is for the people. I always say this: from people for people. When things are made from people for people, we're actually considering each other. So we're going to be growing with our audience. That's why we're here. We want to be able to connect with people and be like, "What is it that you want?
And
tell
to
us."
Listen.
I want you to write me an email and say, "Hey, this
tell
is what
you're
I want."
Looking for.
And we want to make you happy.
You want to give us your email address? Now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
My name Armando, ArmandO, @zeroenergydev.com.
Okay, Armando @zeroenergydev.com.
Yes.
Okay, well, zeroenergydev.com is the website,
yes.
And there's probably links to your email from that website?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you find zeroenergydev.com. Find Armando's name, send him an email, tell him what you want in your house of the future.
Yes,
today.
Yes.
Now, if you want a better email, you have Anita, A-N-I-T-A, @zeroenergydev, because she is actually an incredible add-on to our company, and she pretty much frontiers.
She definitely helps the aesthetics.
I won't argue with that.
Yeah, I mean,
of course not.
31 years of happiness come with, you know, for a reason.
So you guys have been building a relationship and now you're building your empire.
We have built a family.
Yes.
We have built our life. We have our focus as happiness and always growing in how we can make our lives better. That's
together.
Applied into our company.
And that's what you're putting into building your empire.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And,
Road
so that sounds
drop.
Like the house of the future is going to be available tomorrow. Well, maybe not tomorrow.
Yes.
How far away are you guys from actually taking orders and starting to build? And
so this development is
if someone is looking to move in the next 6 months to a year, could they come to you and say,
"Oh,
can we start building our house soon?"
Most certainly. 2025 will be our, you know, our concept year, and in 2026 we'll probably be way forward in our forecast for what we're doing. So we're looking ultimately to make 1,700 homes per year.
Wow. So your first one is yet to come, though?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So when are the first homes going to become available for sale?
So we're looking at about April of next year, 2025.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
You can buy one within a few months?
Yes, correct.
Wow. So if you're planning on moving in the next year, they can contact you about building their super high-efficiency future home.
Mm-hmm. Moving to one of our neighborhoods, it would be great.
Okay, well, that's good to know because, you know, usually these things are so far out, you know, they're years in the making, but you guys are further along than I can't think a lot of people thought. So if you're looking to move to a super high efficiency house,
we're already
ZeroEnergyDev.com. Check it out. Do some clicking around. See what's there. See what you want.
Send me your wish list.
Yep.
And prepper options. We're going to have special prepper options.
Yeah. Locked and loaded prepper options.
Yes.
Locked and loaded prepper options list.
Exactly. When you put that request, it'll take you to the back. Okay, come on. We'll show you.
We'll show you the different safes you have available to put in your business.
Right. Yes.
The big one, the bigger one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Really
that thing's
huge. One.
I could fit in there if I had to, yeah.
This exactly. is where your laser gun comes out.
That's right. Plasma rifle, 40 milliwatt. Like Arnold. Yes, I said, that's the future, yeah. though. It's coming, and here it is, and you're saving money every day with
yep.
this.
Yep.
And like I like to tell people, if you're saving money and energy, you can buy more guns.
New way,
everybody
yeah.
needs.
Definitely a family that is yeah. happy, that grows together, that has all these add-ons. We mm-hmm. want to be able to create the next generation of you know, family.
And with the add-ons, there's individuality too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
People can sit up in the house if they like, you know, certain designs or certain styles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are these available on the website now? Can they look at some of these?
We're actually updating the website. The website is going to have a revamp here very soon. We always
okay.
continue to have those. And so with the next one, we're going to have all of the available models. We're going to have.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, we're going to have about 6 different models there that everybody can.
So you can start picking at. And choosing and optioning out your models here. Oh,
yes.
Okay. So if you're thinking about moving within the next year, you might want to check this out.
Check it out.
ZeroEnergyDev.com and see what they got. See how much money you can save every year, every month, every decade.
And who doesn't like that?
I know. I love saving money.
Yes, yes.
I can spend it on vacations.
Exactly.
But even if you go on vacation, if you have a Zero Energy Dev house, it's all high-tech, connected. You can check on everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, are camera systems an option in these houses?
Yes.
There are
security
okay.
and cameras that are going to be provided in every home.
Oh, every home's going to have this. That's
yes.
not an upgrade.
It's not an upgrade.
Oh, so we didn't mention that. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, because now cameras are everywhere. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, most definitely.
I can't live without my Ring doorbell. I got to know when my Amazon order arrives.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to be able to see who's coming
exactly.
into your door.
I need to check on those packages.
That's right. Let me see.
We can't sneak packages in anymore, ladies.
So we can check the front door. Hey, my ring went off. What's that Amazon guy doing?
Honey,
there?
What did you order?
Nothing. It was a wrong delivery.
Right,
I sent him on his way, yes.
Right. It's the neighbor's package.
Yes. But that's the camera systems are great.
Yeah.
I found those are just exceptionally useful. And if these
yes.
are all built in already, you don't have to add any of these or change
Again.
Anything. You'll have camera systems. Because that way, like I said, when I go on vacation, I can check on my house
mm-hmm.
and look at it, and it gives you such peace of mind.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on like one of these, I guess, email sites where the neighborhood send out email blasts or newsletters or something, and you see, oh, somebody's car was broken into this
mm-hmm.
past week, and you're like, oh, my God, could mm-hmm. that be my house? Let me check on it
Let
real quick.
Let me check. Right.
And you check your cameras, and everything looks good, you know, and you don't see anything out of place. Or when you see the delivery guy, you can see it is the Amazon
Correct.
Guy and not...
Again, like you said, it gives you peace of mind.
Some weirdo in a yellow vest banging on your door going, hey, we want to sell you something.
It's a like, white van pulls up.
Without windows.
Right. All blacked out.
That's right. Oh, my. Yeah, the cameras make it. So you got
yeah.
cameras, water filtration,
air
filtration.
Yes.
And
rainwater harvesting.
Rainwater harvesting.
Yes.
Yeah,
automated LEDs, LED lighting.
Oh, and all the LED lighting.
LED,
okay.
Everything is LED lighting.
Wow, so the
Lower consumption
there, all the options are there. So we're good to go.
Definitely
you
check
you
us
have to
out.
Change much.
That yep. is correct.
ZeroEnergyDev.com. Make sure you got that and go check it out and look. And within, when do you think the new website is going to be up and running with the models available or the pictures?
It's going to be within the next 30 days.
Okay.
Yeah, this is it's already on the
No one's
going to
move
works.
Before Thanksgiving anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey,
yeah, so,
I'm thinking good Christmas present here. I think I bought you a new house.
Right.
It'd be nice to spend, you know, your next
It'll
let's
be a
say,
nice
summer
big red bow on it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You guys could probably provide the red bow if they purchase today.
Hey,
yes.
We'll throw in the red bow.
There you go.
Made in
you have to buy your own
in
car.
A sustainable way.
That's right.
That's right. Yes, yes, yes. You got have sustainable bows.
Most
so the
definitely.
Feature of these houses, they're just stacked with features. That sounds awesome. And I'm sure...
Full package.
Right. And
yes.
you don't have to add anything. That's the best part. Very few options to add here. It's almost like buying a Tesla. You go on their website, they have like 4 options. The whole car has like four options. You pick the model. You can add a special steering wheel, a white interior, and a trailer hitch. And that's
and
it.
That's it.
There's only like four options on the whole car, which I thought was outstanding. You know, because then you don't have to...
Helps decision making a lot easier.
Yeah, it does. All right. Well, I think we're coming to an end now. Hopefully, everybody's learned a lot about ZeroEnergyDev.com and the houses they build and the products they provide. And you'll take a look at their website. Until then, I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you've been listening to America's Web Radio.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.